Hello, the Vice President for the President, all in one.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. President, Hubert.
Yes, Hubert. I got Bill Moyers on, or are you getting on? We are watching this Los Angeles thing, and
yeah.
we're quite distressed about it. I'm going to have to call Ruther and tell him that I just don't believe I ought to leave here right now. And our boys think that the black Muslims are kind of taking over out there,
yeah.
And they occupied the judge's chair and a lot of stuff, and made them bust up the court and things of that kind. And if they decided to start shooting at planes or throwing rocks or anything else, and they might try to take out some of their feeling and frustration on us.
Yes.
Now, Hoover and the Secret Service looked at it pretty carefully, and the Secret Service had some questions about whether I ought to go or not. I certainly don't want to ask you to go to something that there's doubt about my going to. I think it's a matter that you have to evaluate. But I believe that it's wise to stay away from this time and have him come in here, bring his award here and honor him here instead of flying to California to do it.
Yes.
Because I believe it'll just kind of stir up things. Bill has been very strong for our going for domestic purposes, political purposes. He's on the line. He can give you the benefit of his judgment, and Harry's on the line. And we ought to decide what we say to Ruther. And then first question I imagine he'll ask is, if you can't come, what about the Vice President?
Yeah, that's what he will do. All right.
Do you have any feeling in the matter?
Well, I tell you, I don't have any strong feeling except that I wouldn't want to. I'm not worried about me. I'm sure you know that. I mean, it's a matter of whether or not anything that would develop there that could be embarrassing to the administration, because either you were there or I were there. That's all. I mean, people would try to involve me, I know, if something did happen. And that's the only feeling that I have about it, as far as any concern of violence or anything like that. That's kind of far away, and the boys always take care of that anyway. But it's only a matter of whether or not some outbreak would take place on this weekend at the very time that one is there, speaking in matters of social justice and our great society programs, and having these rather frustrated and extremist people try to make a scene out of it, to have the backdrop on the one hand of a social justice award to the president being received by the vice president at the very time that they're tearing the town apart. And I just wonder whether that is the way we ought to let ourselves fall into that.
Well, I don't think we ought to. That's my judgment,
yeah.
But we got his feelings to deal with. Harry, you want to comment, or Bill?
Well, my feeling is the same as yours, Mr. Vice President, and I think the crowd that took over the courtroom out there yesterday, they're a bunch of black nationalists, according to Roger Wilkins. One of them sat in the judge's chair, and they all refused to move out of the witness box, and they made the testimony of the one witness who appeared almost impossible to render by shouting and that sort of thing, and I think they would do their best to stir up some trouble if either you or the president came out there.
That's my feeling right now. The other thing that I might mention is that
Ramsey, I might say, feel very concerned about it. He's talking to some young friend of Bobby Kennedy's friend out there named Christopher.
Yes.
He talked to him at midnight last night, and he went out circulated around the place. he felt that were very ill-advised.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think those people, Ramsey's been awfully close to it out there, you know. The other possibility is, and maybe this is not desirable, but you might give it some thought, is just a very brief telephone message which they can hook up into their auditorium of appreciation and thanks, and simply saying that you feel that you have to stay here this weekend, that you've got matters of high importance which you have. And I think that Willard Wirtz is going to go out there, as you know, anyway.
Oh, is he going?
Yes, he is on his way.
Is that right, Bill?
Yes, sir. He was going since you were not going.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. When did that say you came?
Well, he'd been invited by Walter.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I hadn't heard that. How'd he know that we weren't going?
Well, he doesn't know that you're not going.
He you remember, Mr. President, he talked to me last night after our call, and he said, I think maybe I ought to go on in case the president doesn't come. It'll guarantee somebody's presence.
Well, that's all right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. That's good. I think that's the way to avoid it. I'll just call him then and just tell him that. Of course, I'm afraid if I tell him the reason we don't come, it'll be in the paper.
I doubt that. Not if you talk to him privately. You tell him that you've got a level with him. Very frankly.
Okay.
I would hope that you might feel free to do that 5-minute telephonic thank you to him or something at the convention.
Okay.
You betcha.